Welcome to today's Vrenskat Village. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Jennifer Kane, registered sleep technician at Pella Regional Health Center, joins us on today's program to talk about back-to-school routines with sleep schedules and how much sleep children of all ages need to live a healthy life. When it comes to the amount of sleep people should have, there's usually numbers and recommended ranges. What are those ranges for different age groups, basically from preschool up to college, and really some of the things that folks need to be focused on when they're looking at their sleeping habits?
Preschoolers are definitely the ones who need the most sleep, and that's because their kids, their bodies are still growing, their brains are still growing, and they're adapting to everything in the world. So preschoolers usually need 10 to 13, and I'm saying preschool as ages 3 to 5. Typically, they will want a nap in the afternoon, depending on how busy their mornings were. The problems with preschoolers are that they are so energetic and so wild and crazy at times that the sleep is hard for a parent to get them to go to bed, to lay down. So we always recommend a routine.
When you're getting to that school age and even to teenagers, it's a little bit easier to manage because they're going to be a little bit more receptive, right?
Right. The older they get, the better they are with rules and understanding their limitations. So when they reach 6 to 13 as the next age, they usually need 9 to 11 hours of sleep. And that gets a little more difficult because they get more involved. Homework in general, it takes longer. Again, schedule's huge. The worst part for the elementary age, the ADHD is a huge thing right now. Parents, doctors, teachers are finding that kids that they're claiming might have the ADHD, it might just be a sleep problem. They do the polar opposite of what adults do. Adults will get tired, grumpy, foggy. Kids get crazy, wild, out of control. Their attention span gets shorter. They don't remember things. They can't focus when they don't get enough sleep. And a lot of those go with the ADHD side of it. In the last 10 years that I've been doing sleep stuff, I have actually had more parents coming in saying, well, we got told maybe our kid has ADHD, but we did reading. We just want to double check.
And you look at that younger adults category now, and for those college kids who maybe for the first time are in a dorm room or have a roommate or something like that, that's when they are at their most independent and are for the first time really snapped out of those routines that they had for maybe 10 or even 15 years.
That you hope as a parent, you taught your kid well and that they have some self-discipline. Self-discipline is huge for college kids. One, a new roommate, you got to be able to adjust to a new person. A new environment, a new room, a new apartment possibly. I mean, not only as a freshman in college, but just moving out of college in general and your first adult real job, all that is going to affect everything. I mean, everything in general, let alone your sleep. It takes a while to adjust to that. Computers, cell phones, TV, all horrible at night. And that goes all the way down to the middle schoolers probably, even to some degree, some elementary kids. I bet 90% of people, if you ask them, what do you do right before you go to bed? They're on their phone. Whether it's playing a game, reading a book, Facebooking. That actually, because of the light and because of how computer screens are, will make you pretty much re-wake up. Our bodies are light sensitive. That's why we're our best during the day because it's called a circadian rhythm. You're up with the sun, you sleep when it's dark. So when you're revamping your brain with all these light shows and everything going on from your computer, phone, TV, you're not going to sleep that well. The lights flickering will stimulate your brain to go from, say, your deep stage sleep back to stage one or two sleep. Stage one and two are great sleep, but they're not the ones where you're going to get rejuvenated. They're not where you're going to remember everything. They're not going to make you feel better. They're keeping you alive. You have to sleep to stay alive. That's what one and two do. We need three in REM to stay full functioning.
So if someone thinks they have a sleep problem, there's obviously help available here at Pella Regional Health Center.
Of course. We have two great sleep doctors right now here. And there's several factors that will play with maybe talking to your doctor. If your kid's having a hard time at school, the teacher's telling you they're just bouncing off the walls, they can't stay focused, think about the sleep. Think about their routine at night. Check on them. You know, are they sleeping all the way through the night? Yeah, as a parent, that stinks because you're going to have to mess your sleep up. But get up at midnight, 1 o'clock. Are they in bed? Are they sleeping? Snoring's huge. Everybody's heard of sleep apnea to some degree. There is a fix for that. It's horrible for your heart, leads to stroke, high blood pressure. Check it out. Sleep maintains your hormones. Your hormones are out of whack, you could be having bad sleep. There are lots of things that go with the sleep and what it contributes to. And here at Pella, we have two great sleep doctors. We have great sleep lab in general. All you got to do is have your doctor, your family doctor, refer you to us.
That concludes today's Wrench Gap Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living.